Hello, welcome back to another night of learning. This is Eli Nyman. I always say I cannot replace Rav Mordechai Plotzker, but I will be giving shir in his stead. We are learning the Torah Kedoshah, Lila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zavol, the Pharaoh Bas Pinchas, the Mary Lila Bas Aaron, May the Neshama Heaven Aliyah. We are learning Refuah Shleima for the schus of those who are sick. We're wishing them Refuah Shleima. And we're learning, and we're dominating, we're hoping that they have Refuah Shleima. May our shir be a schut for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. What I decided to do tonight was to switch gears to a separate topic. Although this week's parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh, I wanted to cover a topic that I think is very appropriate. And even though it's a tiny bit late, it still merits to be talked about, and that is the Simchas of Adar. That the rule is, of course, Misha Nichnas Adar, Marbim is Simcha, that when Adar comes, we increase Simcha. And so I wanted to talk about a joy in the month of Adar. What I decided to do was read from the Book of Our Heritage by Rabbi Kitov about the month of Adar. And he really has some very interesting things to describe what one should do for Adar. It merits review, and we'll talk about some ideas of Adar. The month of Adar, so I'm reading from the Book of Our Heritage. The month of Adar is the last month of the Hebrew year, based on the calendar, begins with Nisan, and is referred to in Scripture, Divrei Yamim and Esther, It is referred to as such in Scripture, Divrei Yamim and Esther. Even in a leap year, when the second month of Adar is added to the calendar, the second Adar is also referred to as the 12th month. Thus, we see that in Megillas Esther it is written, and in the 12th month, in the month of Adar, according to tradition, Haman's plot to kill the Jews took place in a leap year, and miraculous deliverance took place in the second Adar, which diverse refers to as the 12th month. So very interestingly, what he's saying is, Haman actually tried in a leap year, in the second Adar, which is still the 12 months. I never knew that. Rosh Chodesh Adar always consists of 2 days. In a leap year, the first Adar is always full, and the second is incomplete 29 days. In a leap year, the second Adar also has a two-day Rosh Chodesh, the first day being counted as the 30th day of the first day of being counted as the 30th day of the first Adar. In a regular year, Adar always consists of 29 days, and thus Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always 1 day. When Adar begins, joy is increased. Our sages taught, just as our joy is reduced when the month of Av begins, so is our joy increased when Adar begins. Rav Papa said, therefore, a Jew who is involved in litigation with a non-Jew should avoid him during Av, for it is a time of ill omen for him. And he should attempt to meet him in court in Adar, for it is a time of good omen for him. Having direct merit toward a period worthy of merit and joy toward a month marked by joy. And there is no month as joyous as Adar, for Adar is replete with hidden blessings, and the evil eyes of Israel's enemies cannot affect this bountiful blessing. When the wicked Haman sought to discover through astrology the month during which Israel would be most vulnerable, he cast lots in order to determine when he should bring his evil plans to fruition. The lot fell on the month of Adar, but Haman was unaware that it was in this very month that the Jews were at their strongest. Thus, when the month that he planned to turn into grief and mourning was transformed to a month of rejoicing and celebration, the happiness of the Jews was that much greater. The month of Adar became a symbol of joy for them. So, what he's saying here is Haman tried to destroy the Jews during Adar, and Haman didn't realize that it's actually that's when they're at their strongest. I believe it's a Medrash on Esther that says that he tried to choose Adar. Adar is also a month of the fish, I believe, which is a symbolic of various things within Kabbalah. It's represented by a dog, by a fish. And I think it might, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it might be a representative of warding off the evil eye, which is what Rikito said, and also Or perhaps a symbolism, I think, within Judaism is that the fish is a month for children, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure, but the month of Adar is represented by the fish and is Kabbalistic ideas. What I wanted to continue with is really a particular question, and that question is, well, what if I don't feel joy in the month of Adar? Why, or maybe a little bit more accurately, why am I not feeling joy in the month of Adar? If Adar is supposed to be such joy, what does it mean that I'm not feeling joy? Is a person, Chas Shalom, a bad Jew if he doesn't feel joy? What if things happen to him? How are we to understand this? And so I'm going to read from Restore My Soul, which I think I've read these excerpts before, but they really do bear repeating, and I'll explain what's going on. Use every toy you can think of to bring yourself to joy. Depression does tremendous damage. Make every effort to rid yourself of it completely. One way is to search within yourself until you find the good points. But for many people, the best way to come to joy is through jokes and laughter. So he says that to try to come to joy is through jokes and laughter, not inappropriate. Try to have appropriate jokes. He continues later on, this is what he says. The more strongly a man yearns to come close to the service of Hashem, the more the evil one throws himself against him in an effort to put him off. It is like when two men are fighting. One of them sees that the other is coming against him with extra strength. So he hurls himself against his foe with all his force in an effort to throw him down. As soon as some good is stirring in a man, the evil one knows instinctively and gears himself to strike against him. You have to be keen on this. Use every point in the battle against evil. So the reason I quote these two excerpts is as such. So we know, I read from Rabbi Kito that it is a mitzvah to be joyous in a month of Adar. But what does it mean if bad things happen? What does it mean in Chas Shalom that somebody is sick or somebody has financial issues? Does that mean that a person is a bad Jew? I don't think so. I think it's actually just the opposite. And if a person sees that they're having hardships in the month of Adar, it means they're a good Jew. Why? Because in the thought of Rabbi Nachman explains that it is when a person is trying to bring himself towards Hashem that the Yetzer Hara tries to fight him. So if the mitzvah of Adar is the Misha Nechta Adar, Marvim Asimcha, what's the Yetzer Hara working overtime with? What's the one mitzvah he can go after a person and go, ah, I got this person, I got him, I got her. Stand this. In the month of Adar, the mitzvah is to try to be joyous. So what does the Yetzer Hara want to do? The Yetzer Hara wants to try to depress a person. And that's why I think, if a person sees many hardships in the month of Adar, it means he's doing something right. He or she is doing something right. Because the whole mitzvah is Adar. So if a person says, ah, Mishenechus Adar, Marvim Simcha, I'm so happy, Purim is all around the corner, well, then guess what? The Yetzer Hara has a job to try to depress the person. This is why if in the month of Adar specifically, and really all the time, a person sees that they have many hardships, they should try to fortify themselves. Chas Shalom, they see that they became sick or had financial issues, that they should see it as a test, and since the mitzvah is Marvin Simcha, then we know that we have to try to overcome that. A financial thing, don't worry about it. Hashem has something great in store for you for money. That sickness, Chas Shalom, that's going to be recovered in a few months. But it's only going to be recovered in a few months, not now. Why? Because now the Yetzer Hara has to test you. You will be fine. Everything is going to be good. But right now, the Yetzer Hara has to work their overtime. When there is no mitzvah of Simcha, then maybe they'll see some hardships will be relieved, because that is no mitzvah the once of Thomas to be extra joyous. So why would the Yetzer Hara want to work overtime to try to get a person to be depressed in the month of Thomas? He has to work as hard as he can to try to get a person depressed in the month of Adar. So it's up to every person to try to become joyous. What does Rabbi Nachman suggest? Joy, laughter. I actually once heard from Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss, perhaps it means Talmud Torah. Whatever a person could and should do, which is a mitzvah. It can't be against the Torah, but if it's a mitzvah, if it's something that's not against the Torah, such as music, such as dancing, such as appropriate jokes, then that's what a person should do. Because if the person overcomes that, if a person works really hard, then maybe the Yetzirah will eventually back off. Eventually. He has to at least try the Yetzirah to try to get you depressed. But if you're working overtime, Hashem will help the person to try to become joyous. This is Eli Naiman. We should read by Baruch HaTzach on the learning. We should live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah, and we shouldn't fall for the ploys of the Yetzirah to try to get us depressed. Have a wonderful night, a wonderful Shabbos, and we should know the only Simcha. Thank you. Bye-bye.